Chapter 2. Lying to Dad.
Have you told your dad about Glastonbury yet?
Asks Cassie a few weeks later. We are walking Skye's pet dogs through the countryside of the Yorkshire Dales. I love living here. We let the dogs off their lead. They run and start to play in the fields. I feel that nothing could spoil this perfect moment. But then Cassie reminded me that I haven't told Dad about the festival. It's difficult to find the right moment, I try to explain. Cassie looks at me, and I know she doesn't believe me. Honestly, the shop's always busy, and then he was angry with me for failing that biology exam. We put down our blanket. Cassie lies down and starts to read a fashion magazine. Skye takes a chemistry book from her rucksack and starts to study. I lie down too. I thought that Cassie was happy with my explanation, but soon she asks,
"Why don't you speak to Liz?"
"My stepmother."
"She's always trying to make you happy. If you ask her, she'll definitely say yes." "Then,"
she smiles,
"your dad can't say no."
She lies back happily in the sun. But it doesn't seem right. I like Liz. I don't want to cause an argument between her and Dad. When we say goodbye, Cassie says,
"Promise me you'll tell him."
"I will," I say.
"Tonight?"
"Tonight," I answer, but I don't sound very sure. When I get back, the shop is quiet. Dad is singing his favourite Elvis song, and I realise that this is the perfect moment.
"Hello, love,"
he says with a smile. He is busy stacking shelves, but he stops to kiss me on the cheek.
"How was your day?"
"Fine," I say, but I don't look at him. I feel guilty already. "Dad?"
"Hmm?"
For a moment I don't speak. Dad hates lies, but then I think of Murphy. "You know the final exams are in June. You know, those big exams at the end of the first year of the sixth form."
"Yes, of course I do. So?"
"Well, Cassie has suggested that we have a party after the exams, the last weekend in June, at her place, you know, to celebrate. Cassie's dad said that it's okay for me and Skye to sleep there afterwards. We can help clean up after the party." What else can I think of to say? How can I continue? "Then we can spend the next day planning what to study in the summer holidays. Make a study plan for all of us. That way we'll all be really prepared for the next school year. Then we'll spend another night there and then I'll come back. I can't think of anything else to say." Dad looks at me in a strange way. Surely he knows I'm lying.
"A party? So you're sure you're going to pass next time?"
"Of course she's going to pass. And she'll deserve a party afterwards."
It's Liz, coming out of the storeroom with a large box. She has curly red hair, bright pink lipstick, and even brighter earrings. She wears so many bracelets that they jingle when she walks.
"I'm still not sure,"
says Dad.
"Who's going to this party? Apart from you, Skye and Cassie."
"Oh, just the boys and girls in the class. We'll probably have a barbecue in the garden, then listen to music and dance. It's going to be so good to relax after all that studying."
"She's right, Bill."
Liz smiles at Dad, and he starts smiling too.
"No problem, Ellie,"
he says.
"But I hope you're going to study hard for the exams."
I jump up and hug him. "Thanks, Dad." I kiss him on both cheeks.
"Just make sure you pass the next biology exam."
With studying and preparing for Glastonbury, the next month passed quickly. Skye learnt how to build a tent. I bought my train ticket and Cassie bought 10 different tops for our weekend. Everything was perfect. That is, until early one Friday evening in May. I was in the storeroom, putting away boxes after a delivery, when I heard Dad say a name I know well.
"Hello, Steve. I haven't seen you for a long time."
says Dad.
Steve?
Steve! It's Cassie's dad. What's he doing here? He never comes into the shop. I quickly start to climb down the ladder, but in my hurry I miss the last step and fall onto a pile of boxes. My ankle hurts, but there's no time to think about that now. I run as fast as I can into the shop. My dad continues talking to Steve.
It's nice of you to let the class have a party at your place, Steve,
says Dad. Steve looks confused.
Sorry? What party? When?
I watch them in silence. I don't even breathe.
After the exams. The last weekend in June, I think,
continues Dad.
And then you're going to have 3 teenage girls in the house for a couple of days. Almost as bad as the party.
My heart starts to beat faster and faster as I wait for Steve to answer. Please don't tell him. Please.
Oh, now I know what weekend you're talking about, Bill,
says Steve.
But there's no party that weekend. That's when the girls are going to Glastonbury.
No, no, no.
Glastonbury?
Says Dad, his face starting to turn red.
You mean the rock concert?
Yes. Anyway, I must go, Bill. Come and have a drink with me at the golf club sometime.
But Dad doesn't answer him. Slowly he looks at me. His eyes are big and angry, and even his bald head has become purple. At that moment, I knew that my dream of seeing Murphy was over.